Welcome back to another plot dump, where we take a dump on all your favorite plots.
I'm Riv.
Little Mo. Oh no, Victro.
And I'm Little Mo.
And what are we talking about today?
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
3.
Dream Warriors.
Ooh.
You know, I thought that
with Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, he's Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah, he's the only one.
He's the only character.
He plays Freddy. He has Nancy. He's great.
He's got a lot of range.
He's a versatile guy. You know, he knows what he's doing.
But in all seriousness, this is
the third installment.
I think it's a return to form because we get back to the characters and the plot points that are set up by the first
plot
one.
Dump.
Yeah, remember that last movie? Yeah, no.
Oh, the second one?
Not anymore.
No, we're going 1 to 3.
Because we have a returning characters.
And where we open up, who's our new protagonist?
Kristen.
And
who has a mom who is
She does have a mom.
Well, she doesn't have a dad.
Right, and
she's building a house out of popsicle sticks.
Right, because it seems that Freddy Krueger has branched out from Elm Street, right? Because
It's kind of revealed later why, because of the kids, but right now, it's not in Elm Street anymore, I don't think.
Well, we might as well just say it since we're going to forget later. All these kids lived on Elm Street at one point.
No. Dude, this is spoiler free.
Oh, we have spoilers, by the way.
This podcast contains spoilers.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm blanking on the first few minutes of this movie because it takes a second to set itself up.
They do the popsicle stick house, which ends up being the house on Elm Street, right?
Right, which she gets a dream in.
Yeah, and her mom comes up and tries to put her to sleep, right?
Right.
But she doesn't want to go to sleep, right?
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. So her mom's she's another blockhead, obviously.
Yes. No, there's no limit to the blockheads.
Another cast of dim-witted parents.
Yep. Nothing new there.
Wouldn't have it any other way. But
anyways, she gets a run-in with Freddy Krueger, and her parents, of course, think she's crazy because what else would they think? And she ends up in the mental hospital where we get our
well, you forgot the scene where she goes to the bathroom, right? She's dreaming, and she goes to go wash her hands or whatever, and she gets Freddy turns the faucet handles into razor blades
hands.
and cuts her wrist with them, and then her mom comes in and thinks oh my god, she just tried to
kill
herself.
I like that. You see, that was inventive. It wasn't balls.
And it was a good practical effect too.
One. You know, yes, absolutely, exactly.
Balls, man.
I'm just saying. I know, but that's just it's already way more interesting in terms of the way he's toying with people.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Not
this movie is where
Lost
it starts to get kind of comic also, though.
Right, but it's not to the point where it's all right.
But at least you can have fun with that. I think last time you lose a lot of that fun because it's more trying to be serious, but it's not serious.
Yeah, it's walking the line. It's leaning more towards us that way, though.
Mm-hmm.
But this is
full-blown, at this point.
I don't want to say full-blown.
What's the subtitle to this movie?
Dream.
Okay, well, right there.
Dude, I thought that meant that there would be other Freddy Krueger people that can do this, but no, it just means you'll see. But anyways, we end up in the mental hospital.
We'll dump that later
for you.
Lawrence
Fishburne.
And we get our cast of characters. We have
a big cast of characters, a guy
who can't talk.
Joey.
A guy who's in the mental hospital because he's in a wheelchair, so that puts him in the mental hospital. I don't know.
His mom said, come back when you can walk.
He's the wizard boy.
the master wizard, as we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll call him the wizard. We'll call Joey the deaf guy.
There's a really edgy girl.
Or the mute. He's just
Taryn.
Mute.
Taryn, the edgy girl.
Right. The one who wants
Philip, the sleepwalker.
The one who wants to be an actress, right?
That's
no.
Taryn. Oh, wait, no, that's...
No, Taryn. Taryn is Taryn's the drug one.
Yeah, there's a blonde.
The blonde
one.
She's an actor.
She
wants to be an actor.
She's
yeah.
pretty irrelevant.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, she has
a great scene.
Her end. Oh, spoiler.
This podcast contains spoilers.
But anyways,
we also have the sleepwalker, right? We said that.
Yes.
Philip,
the sleepwalker, and
he sleepwalks.
Nancy returns.
Lawrence Fishburne.
He's in this. He's an assistant at the mental institution.
In Kunta.
Who?
Kunta.
Who's that?
Kincaid.
Kincaid?
What are you... We're definitely cutting that.
Get him out of here. Get him out. Yeah, that's not getting cut. Sorry, Riv.
I'm sorry.
But
Kincaid got some anger issues.
Kincaid's the strong one, right?
Yeah, he's got the attitude slash anger that we have in the cast or whatever, right?
And so we get like a half an hour of like...
And we get the doctor too. Nancy's love interest
The nurse?
Dr. Well, also Gordon. The other, there's like two doctors. Gordon. There's the one lady one.
There's so Dr. Gordon and Dr. Female.
Dr. Gordon.
Oh, and Nancy.
Dr. Female.
Well, yeah, Nancy comes back and she's like a psychiatrist or something like that.
Apparently, like...
Dream expert.
She's a sleep master.
Apparently, she became like a dream expert because like Freddy like haunted her.
Yeah, whatever. She went to like Japan and became like a sleep samurai or something. She came back and she's like, all right, let's go. Like, I'm ready, Freddy. Like...
Anyway,
are you ready?
Man, it's such a huge cast, but it balances it well, I think.
Yeah, we gotta up that body count.
Yes.
Meat bags.
Which it does.
They brought in a lot of meat bags.
And so... Right.
They brought in more...
Well, I mean, the characters actually, they actually do have a little... At least they're fleshed out a little bit.
Yeah, they have to because of what Freddy does later in the movie. Because
in the last movie, the people who he killed were just like random party goers. Now it's like, at least they're actually characters we know, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
Oh, yeah.
I knew them.
My favorites. Yeah.
I know Lawrence Fishburne.
Me too.
But, so Freddy toys with him for a little bit. We get that awesome scene where the one dream sequence where he's like a giant snake worm.
It's Beetlejuice-esque.
Wait.
Not that I've ever seen that.
Well, this is your third movie, right?
Yes.
Oh.
My third film ever.
Look at that. You really,
He's getting up there.
He's rolling out the classics.
Yeah.
I thought that looked great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was Chrissy's dream, right?
Right, but Nancy gets in there somehow. She like
Kristen
falls.
Can pull people
into her dreams. Well, that's where we kind of learn, like, hey, like you can you can link dreams
into the floor.
This is where the dream warrior thing starts to come in. Sink like, oh, we can
help. She's a sleep master now. She comes back.
You can help a brother out in here. Yeah.
Not that I've ever seen that.
And so, I mean, what do we hop to now?
She helps her get out of the dream.
Yes.
And then they
They have their meeting the next day.
They have their meeting, right?
Female dog is like, you guys are insane.
Yeah. This is our blockhead adult of the movie, like our main villain.
Yeah, she's like, she's worse than Freddy.
She's the main villain.
Yeah.
She's worse than Freddy. No. Freddy again is a side plot here.
Right.
She's the enabler.
The real villain is this
Dr. Female dog,
just like ignorant lady who doesn't know what's going on in her own hospital.
She's like a blockhead overlord. She's like a hero brother.
Yeah.
But besides that point, they have this meeting, right? They have the meeting about like Nancy's like,
it's like, listen guys, you gotta stop having bad dreams, okay?
Yeah.
Well, she kind of she says that, and then she's also just like, guys,
come on,
our tiger powers are strong, but our dragon power will defeat them. So like together we're weak, but together we're strong, basically.
Oh, okay,
right?
I see what you mean now.
Yeah, they just have to throw that in there,
right?
But
which they don't really get that sense yet, because
that's their second meeting, right, where they
come
back
because
again.
We're still losing people. They're not really getting it together yet, because who do we lose? We lose
Sleepwalker
Philip,
which is one of the best
was a good
best
scene.
Kills we've seen really of the first three.
Because I've seen, I think, pretty much all of these movies. I think that's the best, like, kill.
Really?
Yeah, out of all of them.
So we have nothing to look forward to.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. There's a lot of other great stuff, but I just think that, for me, is, like,
that
the best.
That looked great.
Because it looks so good, and it's just, like, it's such a creative, like,
and the way
to, like,
it cuts
go.
Between him actually doing it and him just sleepwalking, it
and
works.
And it's, like, it's a really Jerkoff's gun, because he had puppets in his room earlier.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
He gets like puppet.
And he turns into the puppet in like claymation.
It's not like it's good. It's good. Like the fact that they went through and they made
it looks like claymation, but I appreciate them doing that. It looked good enough.
So
and he jumps off and he uses his fingers to cut off the
they have like that scene where it's like it's cool, but like it kind of
I liked
Fred
it
with
I
finger hands.
I just like the concept of him doing that.
Yeah, they have him like overlaid in the sky where like he cuts the the puppet, like, which the strings are his tendons and
I
stuff.
I don't know. I really like that.
Yeah.
Very gory.
Yeah, so it's very gory.
Right.
And it's good effects too.
Right. And so now they have people coming and saying, like, listen guys, like people are dying in this hospital, like you guys suck. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's Dr. Bitch or whatever.
Right.
Well, that was after female the dog. Second death. My bad. The second death, which is also a pretty interesting one.
What was that?
Hollywood girl, who's like the most irrelevant character.
Right.
She's watching
television. That was great.
She's watching television to stay awake And then
she's watching the late night show.
The TV starts bugging out, so she's like trying to change.
No, Freddy comes up on the TV. Oh, you're getting there?
It's like a talk.
I'm sorry, I was so excited.
She goes to adjust the television, and Freddy's arms come out the side.
No, he's on the TV as like a character.
Really? Yeah.
He's interviewing the lady. Wait, I love that.
Remember when we watched the movie? Oh, he might have not watched it, guys.
I watched it, I promise.
He's a little tired.
Right, well, she goes up to change the channel, and it won't change. His arms come out.
And like robotic TV arms. Yeah, it looks pretty funny.
His
face
comes out of the top. And
that's well done, I think.
Now it's time for your 5 seconds of fame, bitch.
Vic, what does he say?
Well, it says, welcome to prime time, bitch, which is an improvised line by Robert Eglund. And he smashes
it. Ad lib.
Dude, yeah,
I ate that up. That was great.
Of course he did. But he smashes her head into the TV.
Yeah.
Remember, this is the 80s, so this is like a block. Like, you know how like they're block heads?
Yeah.
This is block TV.
Yeah. And then Lawrence Fishburne comes in, he's like, what the fuck?
And apparently they can chalk it up as a suicide, because I know a lot of people that just want. This is like one of those TVs that's like up on the, like, up on the wall.
Yeah. And once again, the lady's like, can you guys stop dying for like 5 minutes?
Like, yeah, and
she's like, Nancy, you're fired.
Yeah, she's like, Nancy, Dr. Howard, you guys are out of here.
Howard.
That was his name, right?
Dr. Gordon.
Oh, whatever.
Close enough.
Yeah.
He's basically just, you know, that guy.
And then this is where we get our first, like, Dream Warrior thing where they're if we time it correctly, we can all get into the same dream.
So they all have, like, this, like, meditation circle thing, and they all go to sleep at the same time, right? They do,
We forgot the part where what's his name goes into the coma, though.
No?
No, that's in the second. Dude, you're like. No. Where are you? Did you watch this?
No. They get fired after he goes into the coma.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, all right, there's some truth to what Wilma's saying over
here. Yeah, but you said the coma, though.
Yeah, the coma's
They didn't get fired yet, okay? They get fired after this. But so he goes into the coma, then he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Joey's there. He's not in the coma yet.
Wait, does this get in the
spoilers?
They're
not fired yet.
Ricky, there are spoilers in this.
We're in spoiler territory.
Yeah, you don't know?
There are spoilers in this podcast.
Spoiler territory.
Yeah, so they go into the dream, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, they show us all the powers. So
right,
the wizard guy.
Let's talk about these, okay?
In my dreams, I'm beautiful.
Has a mohawk.
And bad.
Yes. That's the drug lady.
Yeah. Okay. And then listen, beautiful is relative. So okay.
Yeah.
Some girl's like a gymnast.
That's Chrissy.
Like, I can do a somersault.
Well, Chrissy ends up having multiple powers, doesn't she?
No, she could just do like somersaults. Okay, like, you can do anything you want. No, I just want to do a somersault. And then the one guy's like, I can bend this chair.
Oh, you know, Nancy's the one with the dream power to, like, come together with everyone else, isn't
yes.
That? Yeah, okay, so that's what she
Kincaid's
does.
Kincaid's like, I can bend.
Yeah, Kincaid was already strong.
A chair.
Kincaid already had dad bod, but Dr. then she's like, mega dad bod.
Kincaid, stop that.
That's very unpleasant. That was a very, like, awkward
chair. Kincaid.
Yeah, he said something like that.
Dude, that's my chair.
That's abrasive. But who else had
The master wizard.
Yeah, that was
he can walk.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The wheelchair boy can walk. He's a wizard now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, if I was in a dream, like, that'd be the first thing I would do.
And then who else was there? Was that it?
What can a deaf kid do in his dreams?
Oh, you mean mute.
He can talk, but that's not real until later.
Right, that's like the big twist.
Like, he's like supersonic, like, talking ability, which is like, okay.
So he gets seduced by the nurse lady that he has a crush on earlier.
And they don't notice that.
No, like, this is the second time they go into the Dream Warrior territory. Yeah. Or the first time. It's the first time. Yeah, no, it's not, because he comes back. What?
No, I think it was the first time, because they didn't go in again.
That's right.
Because they went in, and they were just fooling around in one room, but he got taken to the other room.
Right.
Got, like,
and I was enjoying that, where Freddy turns into the nurse, and he, like, spits tongues at him.
Yeah, I don't know where he got all the tongues
from. Got your
from.
Tongue?
Yeah, he had, like, four tongues in there.
Yeah, was that what he said?
Yeah.
But then...
He's in mute, too.
No, he said he was tongue-tied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is where he starts
to become a
comedian.
But then the bed that he's, like, tied to kind of drops out, and it's, like, really
it's
lame.
Like, okay,
like, green screen
it's a
effect.
Bed on a green screen.
Like, you should have just dug the hole for hell.
Yeah.
You know? I think we were talking about that. Like, why not just, like, do that?
They might have blown their budget already, you know?
Yeah, the practical effects.
On the practical effects, because they're great later in the movie, which we'll get to.
But,
And then what? And then the kid's in a coma, and then they fire.
They get fired. And then we get the funeral scenes where they meet the... what's her face? Ellen? Helen?
Wait, isn't there more Lord Lump in this one?
Yeah, there's a nun.
Yeah, the nun, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, I forgot Sister all Helen. About that. That's,
Sister Helen,
that's,
yeah.
That's the weakest part of the movie when they're trying to, like,
yeah, that's where you,
shove lore in there.
They're like, oh yeah, well, you guys didn't know where Freddy came from? Well, guess what? Now we're going to tell you. Well, we didn't want to know, so I don't know why.
No one asked, are you? Exactly. I wasn't even curious.
Retcon.
Hollywood's very, it's not even a retcon. It's just, like, like unnecessary shit
like
we don't
want. It's like DLC, but, like, I didn't want it.
DLC that we didn't ask for, okay?
It's free DLC, but, like, it doesn't add much.
You have to take it.
Amanda Krueger.
Okay, oh, we didn't get to that yet.
Shit. Yeah, they don't know that.
But the nun Helen, let's
played
know.
By Nan Martin. That's important.
Okay.
She's played by Nan Martin. Rest in peace. She was like 70 in the movie.
Let's
so.
Fast forward. They learn from their mistakes, oh, yeah, and they become Dream Warriors again, and they go back in. But Freddy's not messing around this time. He's doing, like, psychological horror. And this is where, like, the movie really just... It elevates itself, I guess.
Back in, you said?
Yeah.
Like knocks your socks.
Yeah, well, they go back in, but then he separates all of them because they go back in together.
Yes.
And that's how he picks
and
them
off. And that's when he starts toying with them. Yeah. And this is where the movie takes off for me. Oh, I mean, it took off already, but, like, I really started...
He starts slaying all the kids. Like, oh, boom, yes. Dead.
When he shot that girl up with heroin, bro.
Dude.
That was pretty good.
The heroin fingers?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
She's on a high right now. That's
but
what
something
I
happened before that. What was that?
No, just a bunch of, like, I think, like, splitting them up
and
stuff.
Right, happened. Oh, and then the wheelchair scene.
Yeah.
That was kind of whack.
With the one with this wizard.
Right, and he's like, I'm a master wizard.
Yeah,
I'm
he gets
Dr.
hit by
Strange.
His own wheelchair.
Listen, buddy, I don't believe in magic.
It's like, so you can get that out of here.
So he gets capped right there. Yeah. That's good. I didn't like him at all anyway, so. Yeah. He was more of a...
All the irrelevant characters are dead.
And like, they could have done a good nerd character, but he was just, like, so, like, over the top.
Yeah.
And just, like, not even...
Calm
it's, like,
down,
really.
Dude.
And, like, the whole wizard get out, it's like, yeah. I don't know about all that, Chief. That might not be it.
No thanks.
Yeah.
And then we get, what, the Hall of Mirrors?
That was dope.
Excuse me.
Well, yeah. Well,
I like them getting pulled in.
They all link up.
Right.
That was cool.
And during this time, Dr. Gordon and Nancy's dad link up, right?
Oh, what, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no,
that's ridiculous.
Who cares?
This is where you find out Nancy's dad is still a blockhead.
Oh, he's still a person in
he's
general.
He's drinking a lot.
Yeah. Because of alcoholism.
Alcoholism is the main villain.
In real life.
Wait, what's he doing in this movie?
Dad?
Why do we need him?
Dad?
I don't know.
Well, we had to have him die.
No.
Up that body count.
I'm dead serious. What did he do in
Who's
his movie?
Dad?
Yeah.
He helped Gordon find the thingy that
do
we needed
what?
To get.
Because they were the ones that ended up killing Freddy at the end.
Right,
anyway.
But they led him to a junkyard. But
yeah,
how do you know about that junkyard?
I don't know.
I don't know. They found out.
I don't think we were paying attention enough, to be honest.
I'm sorry.
Wait, did we watch the movie?
I think so.
A little bit. We watched some.
Oh, yeah, and you get that claymation skeleton, stop motion skeleton.
Yeah, that was.
It
like,
looks good at some point.
It does, but then once they start blending it with the other guy, then
right.
It's bad.
It doesn't sync up. You can tell that like the skeleton
like,
is like a one layer.
Yeah, one thing. Yeah, it doesn't mesh well.
It's kind of just like,
when it's just the skeleton, it looks okay.
Right.
It looks pretty good.
Sometimes
it's
just like pasted on there though.
Exactly.
But you know, it worked well enough
especially for the time, I guess.
An 80s, yeah. But you can't say that knowing that the first movie outdid it.
Well, yeah, but they didn't do that.
But this movie also outdoes the first one in terms of practical effects.
Yeah,
in other ways,
they do way more extravagant stuff here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings us to the Hall of Mirrors, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have. Gordon and him find like the whatever they need to do. They have holy water or whatever.
Yeah, what?
And then while Freddy's attacking like all of them, he goes back to the real world and does a skeleton.
Once again, Freddy dies in like a really lame way. They just like dump water on
him. He also kills the dad.
He kills the dad.
Yeah, he throws him into like a car that has like a shark.
You know, I'm getting ahead of myself because they get sucked into the mirrors and then the one kid like goes, and then they all come out of the mirrors.
Yeah, that's like right before the very end.
Right.
But like, yeah, he
and then you
dad gets
Freddy
capped.
Was done.
No, he was done. Freddy's... They dumped the water on him.
No, that was after though.
No, dad gets capped.
Like Freddy was about to kill Nancy.
Well, dad gets capped.
Like an endless loop. Okay, I'm trying to talk about how Freddy dies.
Well, that's way at the end. Freddy
oh no,
dying.
Yeah, Nancy gets sliced. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Because he pretends to be her dad in the dream. And he's like, listen, Nance, I passed over. And I'm just like...
I'm a force ghost now.
What just happened, right? Like, why would that even be a thing? Like, I don't think dead people just go into dreams. And they're like, see you later, Yetus. Yetus, that fetus.
Well,
like,
Freddy's
no.
dead and he goes into dreams.
That's true.
That's not the same.
What if everyone can do that,
this
but just like, Freddy takes advantage of it?
Yeah, it's kind of dumping, don't you think?
Anyways, it's not the dad, it's Freddy. Psych.
Yeah, so he stabs Nancy when they're hugging, like, for the last embrace or whatever. And he says, what does he say?
He says, like,
he says, got him.
I'm gonna kill you now.
He says, ha, got him. But he ends up stabbing Nancy. And that
then
ends up
Gordon
bad.
Dumps water on him.
Yeah, then Gordon back in the real world dumps water on, like, the skeleton and, like, that glove and stuff,
I guess. That's supposed to be, like, climatic or something.
Yeah, and then Freddy kind of goes full Tom Riddle from, like, the Harry Potter things. Full. And just, like, he starts, like, disintegrating or something in the dream.
Yeah, he's, like, got snapped or something.
I think they reveal, like, when he opens up the shirt, like, earlier, we kind of skipped over this, that, like, he lifts up, like, the souls of, like,
that
the
looked
people.
Great.
Yeah, that was a really good
that was awesome.
Effect, too.
They released
yeah.
the souls.
And, well, we missed some of the plot dump about Freddy's
well,
lore.
We have
talking to Ellen.
Oh, man, that was ridiculous.
Wait, what?
We're not even going in order anymore.
Where are we now?
All right, we're talking to the nun lady, right?
Yeah, so Freddy's dead, but we're going to go take a step back.
She's
when
like,
we're talking to the nun earlier,
can we
right?
not?
The nun's basically just like, listen, Amanda Krueger was one of the people that worked at this mental asylum.
And she got left there over Christmas
yeah,
parade.
Oh, this is
yeah.
how Freddy was made, right?
Yeah, and then Freddy,
oh my
and then,
gosh.
She was raped by 100 maniacs.
A million times. And all their, like, seed, like, combined into one super seed that made this one demon baby. And that's how Freddy became
like,
Freddy.
Real retcon.
Listen, lady, no one asked. And I'm not glad I found out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We might have to talk to the director about this, because just because she had sex with multiple people doesn't mean they combined. Okay?
Right, like, you don't make, like, a super mean guy.
Exactly.
Like, a bunch of, like,
mean
fathers.
Exactly. That's not how that works, but...
Why can't you just be, like a bad guy? Like, why... Does everyone need, like, some, like, weird origin story? But
yes.
Whatever.
I mean, this is the third movie, so yeah.
I mean, we're just nitpicking now. It's... And then how is it? It doesn't end in a dream sequence. It ends with the little model of the Elm Street house.
Yeah.
Has a little light on.
A light.
Well, that might have been the dream sequence.
And it's like...
How do we know?
And then it just cuts the credits. Was it a dream sequence?
Yeah, that was probably the best ending so far.
Yeah, actually.
Think about it.
And that's disappointing, knowing that. But yeah, you're right.
The endings are really bad. They're just... They've been bad so far. But this one wasn't great, but at least it was like... Okay, that was kind of
it was
cool.
Conclusive.
Like,
it sets up
yeah.
another sequel.
Yeah, it sets up another sequel, but still, it's like at least
right.
like, oh, okay, well.
It was like kind of close.
At least you know where you're going. Like,
yeah,
the other ones
why.
Are just like, did that even happen?
Yeah.
Was this movie a movie? Like,
yeah.
The ending of this podcast is going to be the best one yet.
That's true. We're just going to end it right now.
Gosh, no. All right,
let's give our scores.
No, wait.
No scores.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, it was decent, better than
I thought one. The plot was the strongest of the sequels so far, which we've only seen two of them. Because I just like the idea that there's multiple people being haunted by Freddy and they can come together and all go in and
mm-hmm.
sort of
even though it's kind
was
of
on
gimmicky.
The cover
and just
he
figure
was
it
hardly
out.
In the movie. I was disappointed.
And I like overall the cast of characters we got. It was creative and I like
not enough Lawrence Fishburne.
And the practical effects have been the best since the first one we saw.
Really could have gone for more Lawrence Fishburne.
Stop. I like the ambition with like the stuff like the marionette kill and all that.
But no, not enough Lawrence Fishburne.
All right, that was cool.
So anyways...
Too much lore dump, not enough Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
If you could have replaced the lore dump with Lawrence Fishburne screen time, I would give this movie
yeah.
a better score.
Honestly, yeah, that's the only downside is the plot dump.
But I mean, don't
and
that
some
here?
Of the gimmicky
plot.
Like stuff where it's like
dump,
like right. with the Dream Warriors, where it's like
I'm the master
I'm a wizard.
Wizard.
Like that guy, he needs to take a step back. Okay, like
we clearly don't have the budget to make this cool.
Exactly.
So don't
like,
try.
They couldn't just give him like a pointy hat and it would've been better. Because like what they did with like the cloak thing,
yeah,
like Dracula,
like discount Doctor Strange.
Like what are you doing?
Right.
Like when that guy died, I was pretty happy, which is sad because I'm supposed to like him. But
right. On a scale from 1 to 10.
On a scale to 1 to 10, I'm gonna say this one 6 out of 10 again, maybe a 7. 6 out of 10, I'm gonna go with again.
Okay,
I'm gonna retcon my old rating. I'm gonna give it a 6 actually.
From whoa, you can't retcon your old rating,
just,
bro.
Just did, bro.
No.
Yep, just did it.
All right, Vic's got 6.
So if you didn't see the last one, spoiler alert, I give it a 6.5. But now it's getting a 6.
Don't watch
this
episode
this is getting
before
six
a second one.
So I do think this is a little bit better.
Because this has spoilers.
But I enjoyed this one a little bit less. I just want you guys to know that. I like the last one better.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Okay. I'm going to rate this one...
Oh my gosh.
A 6.5. Actually, no. 6.
I'm going to go with the 6.5. I like this a lot more than the second one. the plot was like coherent.
All right, that's gonna give us an average rating of 6.17.
You just made that up.
Wait, no, I said 6.5.
You did?
Yeah, I said my old rating was a 6. I bumped the 2 down, Freddy's Revenge, from 6.5 to 6.
Whoa, this is too much lore, what?
It's a plot dump, I'm sorry.
All right, so now we're gonna have to give this a rating, an average rating of 6.33.
Which is pretty good.
I think that's fair.
For a third movie.
It does it justice.
It got a 6.2 or a 6.4 on IMDb.
Did it?
I think.
Oh, so we're kind of on the money on that one.
And we haven't watched the 6. Fourth 6. One yet. 6. But I do know that I think after the fourth one.
Oh, kind so of, I was the closest.
Kind of goes off the deep end after this next movie.
Oh, I'm excited. I really am.
Alrighty.
Because now they have to find creative
Thank you for
ways.
Joining us again on our third episode of Plot Dump.
Next time on Plot Dump. 5 Nights at Freddy's.